And now, Ed the Sox War on Stupid on the Toddcast Podcast.
As kind of a follow-up to my fuck Zack Snyder commentary last week, this week I saw Shazam, the newest DC Comics movie and the first one that Zack Snyder had absolutely nothing to do with. And guess what? It wasn't shit! Okay, now listen up because this is important. Before you see Shazam, you need to reorient your expectations. Superhero movies have been trying to out-epic each other since the first Iron Man movie. Everything's gotten bigger, louder, grimmer, and the heroes have become more dark and angst-driven, behaving less like heroes and more like the goth teenagers you knew in high school, and who grew out of it once they'd finished pissing off their parents. Shazam goes in the other direction. The story and characters have a heart where Justice League had a gaping, empty chest cavity. Zachary Levi is the title character. Well, okay, the title of the movie is not the hero's name. Shazam is the name of the wizard who gives 14-year-old Billy Batson the magical powers that turn him into the superhero, who doesn't have an official name because his original name, Captain Marvel, was taken by Marvel Comics after the publishers of Superman sued the publishers of Captain Marvel out of existence because he was outselling Superman. Fucking lawyers. Anyway, Levi is great as the hero. If you liked his TV series Chuck, and you damn well should have, this is somewhat like if Chuck weren't a bumbling, inexperienced secret agent, but a bumbling, inexperienced superhero. Lovable, but all the more heroic because he doesn't know how to be a superhero, but keeps trying. Funny, because you know how DC movies tried to ape Marvel's movie strategy, failed miserably, and then DC Warner Brothers said they were no longer following that path? It's kind of ironic, because Marvel is owned by Disney, and Shazam feels like a Disney movie. But in the best tradition of old-school Disney movies, and 80s classics like The Goonies and Adventures in Babysitting. But what really stood out for me is how Shazam succeeds in taking the piss out of the conceit of superhero movies, while still showing a clear love for the genre. The climactic showdown between the hero and Savannah starts with a hilariously smart send-up of climactic hero versus villain scenes that will make you laugh every time you see a similar scene in future superhero movies. That plus, I will never be able to listen to Survivor's Eye of the Tiger the same way again. My one complaint about Shazam is the same complaint I've had about the character in his comic books. Shazam is an acronym for the mythical, quasi-historical figures that give their abilities to the hero, and the S in Shazam stands for Solomon, who gives him wisdom. But Billy as the hero shows no sign of Solomonic wisdom, and the wisdom he does absorb later in the film comes when he's Billy, not the transformed hero. But what the hell, it was fun. And it shows that wisdom can't be given, it has to be earned, as anyone over 35 can tell you. In short, Shazam, good movie. Take your kids to see it, or just take the kid inside you. If you can still find him or her in this social media identity politics tribal world we're now living in. I'm Ed the Sock and I'm nobody's puppet. Don't you be either. Shazam!
Ed the Sock's War on Stupid is brought to you by Robert Howes at Barnes Wheaton, South Surrey. Donating $100 for every vehicle he sells till May 31st to Saints in Mission. Buy a car, help the animals.